This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From point to point to point to point to point to point, all across our country, we have thoughts engaging in other thoughts. This is the DJV experience, all kinds of perspectives on what's going on in our world, in your world. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the lovely and talented Warren Eckstein, who is from the Pet Show. I'm out of breath because I ran upstairs from downstairs.
What were you doing?
I was looking, actually.
Listen to you.
Excuse me. There's a
can you turn your head away from the microphone when
I
you
did.
Do that cough?
Yes,
oh,
I did.
God.
Thank you very much. I can hit the button, too. All right, I'll go away for a minute.
Oh, boy.
Quick.
Live radio, Roberta.
Yes,
take your
is.
Chance
it's
to
wonderful.
Say something. Oh,
all right, so mind. Warren... I was looking at a local newspaper, and they have an overview of the movie The Zookeeper's Wife. I went to see The Zookeeper's Wife yesterday, and the reason I bring it up, because Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show, it was a story, yet another Nazi corruption story, how the Nazis killed all the animals in the zoo in Warsaw, and how the people running the zoo protected 300 Jews from being slaughtered by the Nazis. And it's a compelling story, but the reason I wanted to see it wasn't because Jennifer Chastain was in it and some of the other...
Or Jessica.
Her yeah. too, yeah. Well, anyway. But it was about... I wanted to see if there was some real connection to zoos of the past and zoos of the present. And it turns out, by the way, that the zoo in Warsaw is still around. It's still the... They took all the good animals the Nazis did, brought them to Berlin, and killed all the rest of them. And it shows the animals being killed by the Nazis, another reason to hate the Nazis. But the story itself is supposed to be about saving these people, but I found it to be more intriguing because the way they treated the animals and how they presented the animals in wartime. I mean, who thinks about these sorts of things? In wartime, you think about saving your life. But yet, there must have been a lot of circumstances like this, Warren, where there were animals that were in some of these cities and some of these countries that were destroyed by the war, and what happened to them all?
Well, listen, it's happening right now. If you go to Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria, the zoos there, I get reports every single day that there's two animals left. They just shot this tiger. They just shot this animal or shot that animal. And, you know, the animals didn't start the war. They should be, if anything, they should be left alone. But the bottom line is you're absolutely right. I'm not a big fan of zoos as a rule, but the zoos of years ago, I grew up part of the time I was living, grew up maybe three blocks away from the Bronx Zoo in New York. And at that time, the Bronx Zoo wasn't what the Bronx Zoo is now. Now it's more of a lovely place, and it's really a lot nicer. Back then, it was, you know, animals in cages, and that was the whole thing. And it used to really drive me absolutely nuts. What right do we have to take an animal out of the wild, put it in a cage, or some jerk can look at it and make imitations of a monkey? I never really got that. But the zoos nowadays, not all of them, there are some horrible zoos in this country too, but some of the zoos in this country really, really are making a difference in terms of endangered species and other things. So it's a whole different ballgame. And these people are committed. This is not only their job. When you work with animals, it's not a job, or it should never be a job. It's a lifetime commitment. And these people that work at zoos, whether there be a war going on or not, are the, you know, this is part of their family, the animals, and they're going to do everything they can to try to save them.
Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show with some advice and some stories about dogs, cats, and pets. There is a research paper that came out this week focused on dogs acting as well as looking like us. You've heard the story before about dogs begin to look like their owners or vice versa. I don't know whether I look like Charlotte or not, or Charlotte looked like me. But now the research goes one step further, Warren, and shows that people tend to choose puppies that share not only their physical characteristics, but also act, or is it if you have a dog around you growing up, the dog's going to pick up your personality or your traits because that's what they observe, which you're the pet psychologist here.
It's no different than two people that get married. You know, after they get married, they one person starts a sentence and the other person finishes the sentence. So when a dog has been living with a person for a long period of time, they really do adapt. But here's something that's really interesting that I just found out recently. Not that I found out, but something I really kind of narrowed in on. Do you know that in the wild, very rarely will animals communicate vocally? They communicate with their body language. They communicate
one species with another. Is that what you're saying? Or with each other?
With each other or even with other species. They just kind of leave markings around. They leave their scent. Very rarely will they vocalize with each other. However, you have a dog or a cat living in our environment, and they vocalize a lot. And the reason they vocalize is because we talk to them a lot, and our dogs and cats have really learned that if they vocalize enough, they can get whatever they want from the guardians they live with. That's how smart they are.
Really?
It's very rare. Much more vocalization with dogs and cats living in our environment than animals living in the wild because they just know how to take advantage of it. And I think that's a good thing.
According to this study, there's a sensitivity. Dogs can sense when things are going on. I know when Charlotte was absolutely phenomenal. When I was upset about something, mostly relationship stuff, she would come to me and not leave my side. She'd look at me, and if there was something going on with the two of us and it was noisy, she would be very upset. And I think that dogs reflect that sort of thing more than we think.
Well, they know. In other words, dogs are amazing observers, and so are cats. For example, I asked the show on this week on the Pet Show, I asked specifically, do your dogs and cats know when you're not feeling well emotionally or physically? And 90% of the people said, absolutely, if I'm not feeling good or if I'm sneezing or if I feel a little fluish and I get into bed or I just lie down, my dog is right there where other times he wouldn't be. So I'm a firm believer that dogs also, and cats for that matter, I know you don't believe me, Doug, but dogs and cats are nurturers, and when you're not feeling well, they know it, and they want to be with you to make you feel better.
Charlotte was like that. The study argues that the human half of the dog-human pair likely more influential than the dog. That is, dogs pick up relaxation or feelings from from their human partner more than the other way around.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They're much more aware of us than we are of them.
Yeah. And dogs can pick up anxieties, too. I have a friend who struggles with anxiety, and her dog, she knows now when she's bad, she knows because she sees it in her dog, and it helps her sort of calm down and correct her own behavior.
Yeah. They can also pick up neurosis. Just look at my dog for 5 minutes, and you'll figure that out.
Good job, Warren. Thank you. Check out Warren's website, petshow.com, and that fabulous radio show he does, petshow.com, and hugsandkisses.com. 13 and change past the hour. Television report up next here on DJV.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
Hence 4817. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
It's Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug with a look at the television. Not a look. Well, I suppose we're talking about TV, so there's a look of sorts. I find it interesting to see that Kerry Washington, who is the star of Scandal, and some other actresses have joined the leanin.org 20% counts campaign to promote equal pay day and women because they're paid. And apparently this is true. Not only is she involved, Jennifer Lawrence, some of the other people that are on television and in movies, gender equality is a thing there. Wasn't there a big to-do about, let's see, House of Cards, that mm-hmm. was one.
Yep.
I think there was some, didn't Jennifer Lawrence, wasn't she playing something and there was a to-do about it, and Kerry, I don't know what Kerry Washington, how she figured in on it.
But. Jennifer Lawrence, I think, didn't, she did make headlines about equal pay because I think she demanded to be paid the same as
right.
someone else in a movie that she was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, from
right.
Sony, right.
Yes. So, in this circumstance, this week has been dubbed Equal Pay Week, and I wonder whether people like Kerry Washington, who's 40 years of age, doing well on television, she says black women paid 37% less, Latina women 46% less than white men doing the same job. And so there is a lot of hoopla around that. I don't hold with, I just find it annoying how is it that these people think they can get away with it? And why do they want to? Is it just that they're so driven by their hormones, men, think that they deserve more just because they're men?
I think that women just don't ask for as much as they're worth. I think that was one of the answers from Sony.
It.
Yeah, when Jennifer Lawrence was saying that she wasn't getting paid as much, Sony said, well, she didn't ask. I mean, at this point now, I mean, maybe a few years ago things were different, but I think you now need to prove your case and ask for it.
Yeah. Well, I think
it's hard for a lot of women.
Their agents as well. The agents should be on top of that. All right, so that's one issue anyway. What else is going on in terms of things of note in the television world besides? What did we watch last night? Who watched something that was really good last night?
I watched Trial and Error, which is the new comedy on NBC. It's really funny. It's funny because we were watching The Crown beforehand and then turned on NBC, and John Lithgow was in both of those shows. He's a completely different actor. But
like
a
marathon.
Oh, yeah. John Lithgow marathon. Then I watched Third Rock from the Sun.
John Lithgow was in Framingham last week filming the new movie, what is it, Dad's, what is that thing?
Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah.
He's great.
He saw a different, I remember seeing walking around in New York, 10, 12 years ago, he went to a cafe, sat down, reading the newspaper. People left him alone. I remember saying hi to him, how are you doing? He said, great, how are you? And, it's nice to see people who are in these fields act like regular human beings.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're looking for. All right, so anything else? Nobody else watched anything last night?
Yeah, I finished the season 3 of Grace and Frankie with on Netflix, which was great.
It was good.
And and tonight is the season finale of Schitt's Creek. So I'm looking forward to that.
With Roland Schitt.
I've been watching that nonstop now. That's just so funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad Victoria told you it was the end. All right, tonight, Jennifer, I'll be watching Designated Survivor tonight.
Yes.
There's a brand new episode where President Kirkman is going to reset his agenda. The FBI agent, Hannah Wells, she falls into a trap. We'll see what happens on that show. That's 10 o'clock on ABC. Empire also has a big episode tonight, 9 p.m., brand new on Fox. If you are interested in something maybe a little different, Archer, the new season of the animated comedy show, airs tonight on FXX at 10 p.m. And then on True TV, talk show The Game Show, comedian Guy Brandman hosts a mashup of two television formats that pit celebrities against each other for Best Guest of the Night. That's at 10 p.m. on True TV.
All right. Good job, Jen. Thank you. Good job, Victoria. Thank you. Good job, Kara. Thank you. Thanks to Doug, too. 21 after the hour.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Those of you who have seen Beauty and the Beast will recognize this. Please play it a little louder, Kara, for us to pick up on it.
Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Sounds like
that's from the original animated one, Angela Lansbury.
And that's what I thought it was. We have in focus now some of the great songwriters of our time. In fact, the Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced their inductees for this year. Alan Menken, who has been inducted, well, he was inducted in 2008. He's the composer of songs and scores for Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Aladdin. He'll be the recipient of the Johnny Mercer Award at the Songwriters Hall of Fame annual induction in New York on June 15th. The Mercer Award, which is the highest honor for the Songwriters Hall of Fame, goes to a songwriter every year or a team that has been inducted in a prior year and whose body of work is of such high quality and impact that it holds the gold standard, which is, frankly, the history of Johnny Mercer, if you know anything about him and his ability to write Great American, the Great American Song Book.
Is that what he did? Because I'm not familiar with his name.
A lot of the greatest music of the 40s and 50s came from his mind and his pen.
Oh, wow.
So, but to give you an idea of how broad the inductees are, Veronica! How the heck did that come from? Anyway.
People call me Veronica randomly all the time.
Really?
It's weird, yeah.
I know, it is weird. Okay, so Victoria, Babyface is in this group. Barry Gordy is.
I'm surprised Barry Gordy isn't already in it, right?
Well, you mean, why isn't he the recipient of the Johnny Mercer Award?
No. He's being inducted this year into this
Hall
of Fame.
Right. Yes, I'm
that
sorry.
That seems very, very, like,
Jay-Z's
that took a
being
long
inducted.
Time.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. He should have been there a long time ago. Kind of like the Moody Blues should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Same kind of thing. How do you ignore Barry Gordy?
Right.
Anyway, yeah, right. Making a lot of sense.
No.
Pitbull was the, going to be the first ever recipient of the Global Ambassador Award. Ed Sheeran will be honored for the Hal David Starlight Award. Hal David was half of the legendary team that wrote so many hits during the 70s and 80s. Do you know Burt Bacharach and Hal David? The Way to San Jose. In case you don't know who that is, ladies.
All right. Now I know.
Yes, now you know the rest of that story. Moving backwards or forwards into the Bruce Springsteen catalog, there is a memorabilia collection of Springsteen's lyrics, clothing, guitars on sale, and they're looking for 7.5 mil. Called the Ultimate Springsteen Collection, billed by the dealer Moments in Time, has 300 items ranging from his guitars, lyrics, clothing, that kind of stuff. The seller has accumulated these goods over a 7-year period of time. They first bought the 57 Chevy Bel Air convertible in which Springsteen wrote this song. Crank it up, Carol. By the way, that's a great car. The Bel Air convertible.
Yeah.
Fabulous car. Not that one necessarily that he had, just a car in general. The collection seller has, let's see, built his own museum around Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Some of the items included for this sale are Springsteen's 4F card, excusing him from service in Vietnam, different drafts of Born to Run. Let's see here. They also have a collection of lyrics from Rosalie, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, that kind of stuff.
He also had an 8th grade report card where Bruce had mostly D's.
Yeah, right. Now, he was not a great student, but a lot of these people aren't. They don't find their own buttons. So anyway, that's something that you can look for online. It's 28 past the hour now on the DJB Show.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south.
Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch.
When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee.
Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Minutes after the hour for your consideration. More conversation here, thanks to the mind and mouth and talent of Victoria Keelan, very talented talk personality. Kara Schoen is learning the ropes and doing a great job in that department. I'm Doug Steffen with the story of a teenager from Kentucky who yesterday punched a shark while it was biting her.
Wow.
She was swimming in the Gulf of Mexico near Destin, Florida, which is way out on the panhandle. Her name is Caitlin Taylor. Was down on vacation from Louisville, Kentucky. Got 6 puncture wounds from the shark, but she fended off the shark. Let's see. Her mother was obviously worried, said, "That's a stupid statement. I was really worried about my daughter." Really, Mom?
Yeah.
That's brilliant on your part. Anyway, the daughter was in the well, they'd gone down. The high school softball team was engaged in a spring break tournament. And she went out in the water. She said she turned around, and the head of the shark was coming toward her with a wave. And she turned to swim back to shore, and she felt it grab her leg. Can you imagine what it feels like to see a shark coming toward you and then feel the bite on your leg? Ah!
I guess you didn't see that movie, The Shallows, with Blake Lively.
No, I wouldn't see that stuff. John didn't even see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That stuff scared me. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I grew up at the ocean, and that's always been my biggest fear is, you know, I mean, it's never stopped me from going in the ocean or surfing or whatever, but it's, I mean, it's certainly something that you think of.
Yeah. Imagine having the foresight, if you will, or the insight or whatever, the courage to turn around and whap the shark in the head, and that's how it let go of her leg, just turn around and belt of the shark.
I mean, that's some people say that's what you are supposed to do, is, you know, bang it right in the nose.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's
who's got the presence of mind when the shark's got his teeth on your leg to turn around and whack it? That's the thing.
Oh, this girl.
That takes. So. Yeah, good for her. All right, not that that's sports, but we ought to do, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, because she's down in Florida on a baseball or a softball tournament. A lot of that going on during spring break with the colleges and high schools and that sort of thing. There's news today about Tony Romo that I am a bit confused about. Maybe you can help me with this, Victoria, because I know you followed the story. He's going into the broadcasting booth at CBS, so the Cowboys released him. But didn't somebody tell me earlier, one of the callers, Kara, say that this was only a one-year deal? And I wasn't sure whether it was 1 year with CBS or 1 year because he's going to go back and be a quarterback for somebody else and he has to sit out a year.
Well, I don't know if he would go and be a quarterback for someone else because he's been with Dallas his entire life
or his entire career. Right.
But I thought that this was a longer-term thing. I thought that he was done with football.
There's a lot of dough on the table. CBS gave him a lot of dough.
CBS gave him a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's released from the Cowboys, so he could be a free agent, and essentially, if he ever wanted to go back to football, if a team wants to pay him enough, they're going to basically have to pay him to come out of retirement.
Right.
So they could do that. With the way his body has been breaking down so much over the last couple seasons, I don't see that happening unless a team really wants him there for his expertise and as a mentor. But I don't really see that happening. So, I think broadcasting is where he's headed.
I'm not a football fan either, but something in my mind reminds me. Is this the guy that was hot for one of the song, one of the big popular singers?
He was with Jessica Simpson for a while.
Okay.
Is that who you're thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then everyone named her Yoko Romo.
Yeah, because she was ruining the games.
Well, he was playing badly, and they blamed her for it. Yeah.
Yoko Romo.
Yeah.
That's great. Doesn't that sound great? Yoko Romo. What's in a name? All right. So let's see. Biff, we'll get the Biff buff on here for Victoria. The story of the Washington Capitals. Well, actually, all of the hockey players are not happy because the league has said they can't play in the Olympics. Is that right?
That's true, and this is affecting. This has a big impact on Canada. It has a big impact on Russia. This is. I don't know why the NHL said this, but a lot of the players
not too smart, apparently.
Yeah, a lot of the players, or they don't want to disrupt their season with their schedule. I don't know. A lot of the players have said that, regardless of what the NHL says, they're going. Alexander Ovechkin, who is the Washington Capitals superstar captain, he is the first one to come out and say he is playing for Russia, no matter what anyone says.
Yeah.
TJ Oshie, who's American, he says he wants to play for the United States. He's hopeful. He's not as bold as Ovechkin. He's hopeful that they'll be able to come to some sort of agreement. But I think that we're going to start to see this more and more. I mean, players find it to be, if you get to that level and you can play for your country in the Olympics and then someone wants to deny it because of some red tape, that's not going to sit well with a lot of these athletes.
Well, there you go. We all have choices to make, right? As is the case. Okay, let me see if I can make my way through this. There's a young starlet named, if I'm correct here, Madison Beer. Do we know who she is?
I think that she got famous off of YouTube or something like that. She's like a 18-year-old. She's really young.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she an actor or singer? Or
I think she might be both.
Wannabe. Okay. She's a wannabe. And a way to get attention is to be in a magazine that features her nude. So she just turned legally 18.
Wow.
And the first thing she did was pose for a nude magazine. And now I'm looking. I don't even know why I was attracted
to this. How did you find this story?
Well, I saw a nude. And
well, yeah.
That's sort of my eye went to that. But she's not attractive. She's a baby, for God's sakes. Put Pamela Anderson in there, and maybe there's something to look at. But, you know,
It's such a shame that girls, especially young girls, think this is
their only standard. This is the way they get noticed. Is to be nude. Come on.
Teaching
your children? Good God.
Look, we all have the Kardashians in our living room because of Kim's sex tape, you know, and there's an entire generation of girls who know that. And unfortunately, they think that's also what the way that they can become famous.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You know, it's okay. Let's turn this around a little bit. Scott Eastwood, who is Clint's son, is becoming a pretty well-known celebrity and actor. He's not a star, but he's an actor. And he says that his father didn't do him any good. Now, I'm not sure I believe that all across the board. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, if that's the case, how come he didn't change his last name?
Well,
you know, I mean, I call BS on stuff like that.
All right, so this month's Men's Health Magazine has the story of him. He's in the new... all these people that are in The Fate of the Furious that's coming out next... it's this month, right? Isn't it next week?
I think it's the 14th. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so all of those people across the board, from Vin Diesel to Rodriguez to Johnson...
The Rock is in it.
The Rock's in it. Anyway, they're all being interviewed. So he was asked point blank by the interviewer, "Aren't you famous because of your father?" And he said... No, and had an expletive with it, said, in fact, that his father didn't give him a thing. He made him work. The quote is, "My dad made me work for everything. He never gave me a cent. I watched him act. I watched him work. And that's how I decided I wanted to do this." So, whether you believe it or you don't believe it.
I mean, I'm sure to some extent Clint Eastwood didn't just cast his son in all of his movies. That's obviously he didn't do that. So
no,
I can understand.
One of his daughters that was in a lot of his movies, I think.
Oh, all right. Well, so I guess he does practice nepotism sometimes. Yeah. I mean, I do understand that. But again, when your name is Eastwood, everyone, and then you look at the guy, he looks like young Clint Eastwood. There's no way anyone would not know that's your dad.
I think he looks like Pratt, too, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that gets you in the door, and a lot of actors who are struggling say getting in the door is the hardest part, getting the audition.
Yeah. All right, 44 past the hour. In a moment, a new radio station with the call letters WJMJ. What do the call letters stand for? Because mostly those of us in radio know that most of the radio stations that have this program or whatever program, they all have call letters that mean something. I'll tell you what WJMJ means in a moment here on the DJV Experience.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Ripley's Believe It or Not hosted the annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in New York City. This year, 7 participants from across the country worked hard to stink up their shoes for a chance to win the national title. But only one rancid pair of sneakers could take the prize of $2,500 with an additional 2-night stay in New York City, tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin, and a supply of Odor Eaters products to kick out the odor from his funky footwear. This year, Connor Slocum was the grand prize winner. Rachel Hertz, Ph.D., author and professor, Brown University.
It's amazing how foul kids' sneakers can get from just everyday activities. These keep getting more rotten every year. We're happy to have this contest where kids can find a place to be themselves and have fun. The Rotten Sneaker Contest allows them to be proud of themselves and just be kids.
To learn more, visit www.odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yeah, 46 after the hour. Let me remind you again about what the DJV experience has offered in the form of sort of a fun special telephone line. Please call 800-282-2333. There's a question that I will ask you at that line, and you can vote. Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. The question is about your home. Is it a horrible mess, and are you planning a thorough spring cleaning? We kind of want to know just for the heck of it. So for the heck of it, you can dial 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes, your spring cleaning is very important, or 2, no, it's not. And then you'll be able to go on. You can press 1 if you want to hear some offers that are put together by the producers of this that will do good things for you and not cost a lot of money. So opportunities there. Take the poll or the, it's not really a poll, it's a news question or an opinion question more than anything else about spring cleaning. 800-282-2333, 1 for yes, 2 for no, and 800-282-2333, let me do it again, Doug. 800-282-2333. Okay, you ready for WJMJ?
Ready.
WJMJ is a new radio station in New Albany, Pennsylvania. The JMJ stands for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. How many times have you heard? I can remember my mother, when we were doing something wrong, she would say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Why did you do that? Things like that. Have you heard that? Did you ever hear that as a kid growing up?
My dad's from Ireland, so I grew up only hearing Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
That was
like,
it,
a
huh?
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? A lot.
Isn't that
yes.
Cool? How about you, Kara? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph make it into the dinner table. What did you do that for today, Kara? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
I didn't get that one too much. Maybe occasionally.
Yeah. Really?
It tends to be an Irish thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting, though, that this belongs to the Catholic Education Broadcasting Association. But I thought...
Yeah, I had some Peter, Paul, and Mary, but no Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yeah. Well, we have this... The rating service uses a thing called PPM, and some people think... There is a WPPM, though. You're right about that. Peter, Paul, and Mary. I mean, you can come up with any number. Most of them have to do with the cities of origin, like WYNC in New York, WYNY... NYC, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah,
W-B-O-S.
I used to be on WEMP, which was for the Empire,
Empire.
State.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So there's all that. I just thought that was kind of cute as
yeah.
I looked at it. So let's see. There was one other thing that I thought. In the list of things that are cute or not cute, I'm looking at two pictures right now. One of them is cute. One of them is not. All right. There is a picture of Tony Romo's girlfriend and a picture of Mitch McConnell. Which one do you think is cute and which one is not cute?
Well, we know Mitch McConnell's not cute.
Okay, she wins. Ladies and gentlemen, give the prize to Victoria Keelan. Very important part of the DJV experience, 10 before the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063.
They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Exploding in the ballpark.
Ah, that's right. This is, we're on to baseball movies. This is from The Natural, right, Chucker?
Yes.
One of your favorite baseball movies?
It is my favorite baseball movie.
That's a great, great, great movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Robert Redford, and I've been some really good baseball movies, because baseball is, it's just nothing most of the time but good. Fun, good, healthy. All that good stuff. So are you bringing us around to focusing on this because we're in the first week of the official baseball season 2017?
You got it, Doug.
Oh, nice. Smart. My God. How
you know, and this came out in the magical year of 1984, one of the maybe the greatest year of genre movies of all time. The Natural. You had Gremlins, Beverly Hills Cop, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You had Revenge of the Nerds, Red Dawn. I can go on and on. It was an incredible year for movies, and a lot of these movies from that year are still iconic. People watching them today and love most of those movies that came out that year. Mm. Incredible.
All right, so what would be your top five list of baseball movies, best baseball movies?
That's a good question. I'd probably go with Natural 1. Field of Dreams would be second. Bad News Bears from 76, Walter Matthau third. I guess Major League with Charlie Sheen. That movie's a lot of fun. And Bull Durham with Kevin Costner, Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, excellent list. Good. Chucker has more movie news.
Glad I did my homework.
Yes, you did a great job, Chucker. You're my hero. Chuck and movie news in a moment here.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
All right, 57 past the hour. Chuck Curry is our movie man, knows more about movies and DVDs, that sort of thing. He's on it. You can follow him. He's got a great podcast, too, called Movie Maniacs. Find it on iTunes and Audio Boom, and you can follow him at Poseidon72. All right, so what do you have news-wise, Chuck?
This is a really interesting story. It was a story in Variety yesterday, the Hollywood trade. Shia LaBeouf, who did Transformers, you know him, right?
Yeah.
He did a movie that's mostly going on demand. It's called Man Down, and they booked it in one theater in England. And over 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it sold one ticket.
I think that's a promotional stunt, don't you?
No, I don't.
No,
there's really nothing to promote. I mean, they're making thousands of these movies that go on demand. And really, the art house crowd type movie, because I know, because I'm heavily involved with my community theater, less and less people are going to smaller films because there's no marketing campaigns, and the independent studios that produce these movies just want them to go on TV.
Yesterday, after I finished my day, it was a lousy day.
I decided
I wanted to go see that new movie, Zookeeper's Wife, which is about the Germans ruining the Warsaw Zoo.
Yes, a good chance saying, right?
Yeah, and it was good. It bothered me because of what they did to the animals, the Nazis, another reason to hate the Nazis. But it was actually a pretty good movie, and she's good. I think she's the major star of the movie, and she can carry the movie. I think she...
Well, let me ask you a question. What time of day did you see the film?
5:30.
How many people in the audience?
Dozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
It opened this Friday. It goes a little wider next weekend.
Yeah, it's not open wide yet. Yeah. But it's a movie worth seeing, especially if you want to hate the Germans. Always great. One more movie to hate the Germans.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.